lot about the fact of, you know, to evangelize, to go speak the gospel to people, to share with people. One of the things that we really need to do is what? Pray and pray and pray and pray and don't stop praying. There's no other answer, honestly. Okay? I have a little prophetic picture. I'm going to share that, which I just thought of as God, as I came, I was coming up. You know, when you look at the river, it flows everywhere. River. Okay? Distributaries, tributaries, all that you know, right? Fine? The river keeps flowing without stopping till it is connected to the source. No tributary, no distributary knows where the source is. Okay? Till it's connected to the source, it will keep flowing. And it doesn't even care about all the obstacles that comes on its way. Am I right? Over every pebble, over every rock, over every stone, over every hill, over every mountain, over every valley, across every valley, it flows. Okay, the river keeps flowing. As to God will tell us this evening, if you stay connected to the source, which is me, which is God, okay, you will keep flowing despite all obstacles. Despite all obstacles. But stay connected to the source. And if how many of you have seen a source of a river? If you think it's a huge place, it's gushing and flowing, I just want to tell you, it's trickles of water coming. The source. Okay, I've seen the source of River Son, Tapati and Narmada. I've seen the source of all the Ganges bits, okay? All of these sources I've seen, it's just trickles of water coming down. And they make a big thing about it, they put a nice cordoned off area where you can go see source. They call it Amarkantak, actually. All the three rivers where it meets, okay, that particular place. And I've seen. So I want to tell you, God also knows how to make the river flow to the level you are able to take in your faith. Okay? So despite Pallavi's obstacles, despite brother Arun saying, what to say, how to say, if I go out of this workshop without knowing it, it's not worth it. As a God would say to all of us, God is going to allow us to flow as you stay connected to the source. And the only way to stay connected to the source is to turn back to Him every moment of our life. Am I fine-tuned to God? Am I continuously dialoguing with God? Prayer can have many definitions. But am I continuously dialoguing with God? Am I missing God moments, or am I saying, Lord, I don't want to miss you? See, I'm a very excited woman, okay? My personality is like that, okay? And as a 10-month-old baby, I began to speak. Okay, so my father very often had to tell me, keep quiet. Keep quiet. And I used to think, because 6 children they have listened to, now because I'm the 7th, he's always telling me, keep quiet. But now I understand the value of keeping quiet. Long number of hours I just keep quiet, but all the time, when especially I'm traveling distances for 5 hours, 7 hours by road before I go to the next destination to start my work, continuously Spirit of God is speaking. Continuously. What do? When I travel through the deserts of Rajasthan, where it's only sand and stone, nothing else. You'll see camels. But sometimes they all decide to go home, so you don't see them. Peacocks you'll see once in a way. You'll see a black buck once in a way. That's all. Nothing at all. Through, and no 3G works. Sometimes it'll work. No phone, you get any direct lines. It's all bad signal. So continuously, what do? I prayer drive. I prayer drive. I say, Lord, you brought me to this place. I'm not going to feel bad saying, only for work I came here. But I will go back saying, I have sown this. Anand said, no. Time to sow, time to speak. Okay? This is time for me to sow in quietness of prayer. And every place I go, I ask the Lord, break my heart to weep over the city. Break my heart to weep over the town. So this time, last time I went to Delhi to minister in our church, I chose to stay in Gurgaon, because Anand will recall, some years ago, we've been praying, God will help somebody to go and set up a urban church there. So every day I used to travel 27 kilometers, but just for prayer driving I stayed so far off. This time I had work in PTI as well as Noida, but I stayed in Ghaziabad. Okay, so that part of Ghazipur, Ghaziabad, I can cover every day by prayer because I start half an hour earlier for my work than the required amount of time, and I pay for the petrol charges, by the way, okay, and I drive and I pray. But I want to tell you, even if you're not able to do anything in the marketplace, one thing you can do, pray. Agree, disagree? Everybody knows to pray? Everybody likes praying here? Yeah, yeah. But today, no, the amount we heard that word, no, we better like it. There's no second choice to it now. Okay? You better like it. You know, whenever people ask me, what can you do very well, Jaya? I said, I don't know about very well, but one thing I can do consistently, pray. Pray, 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 pray for people. And I believe that's the biggest answer to everything that we have to do. Probably you've seen me doing this in other, like Joanna might have gone through it in the Bible college, the five finger praying and all that. But today we are going to do it a little differently. So that the questions which has been coming up, how? Kaise karne ka? You will come up with the responses today. Okay? So, you can, each of you, if you have a piece of paper and a pen, please take out your piece of paper and pen. I'll share with you the underlying principles also before we do, don't worry. Put your five fingers, please. Spread it as much as your paper can hold. On your paper. You are all showing me your five fingers for what? That looks sort of like a sign for my political party or something. Five fingers. Put it there with your palm and draw it there, please. How do I evangelize? How do I make sure that I get across to people who God puts in my heart? What is it that I can do before I speak that word? That's what I'm teaching. Pre-evangelism, this is, okay? But post-outcomes, you'll have. All of you drew? Okay, fine, great. Okay, so if you go and see the Bible all through, the whole element of blessing and praying people is very biblical. Agree? Blessing and praying. The Lord bless you and keep you and make His face shine upon you. Prayer of Jabez. What does it say? Lord, bless him indeed. Bless the Lord, O my soul. There's a large amount of blessed prayers in the Bible. Okay? So in your thumb, write bless. Inside your thumb, write bless. B-L-E-S-S. And somebody who knows Hindi, can you help me to write the Hindi word also there for yourself? I'll come to you later. Bless. Okay? Your pointer finger, always, no, saying, Edmund, he pointed at me before I pointed at him. We're pointing at people, pointer finger, banquet. Write banquet. The tall finger. You're the tall finger, okay? Burden. Burden. Ring finger, very difficult to hold it up. The pastor's finger, when you teach fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor. Okay, the ring finger, right, be there, be there. Be there. Last finger, bargain, little finger. Okay. Now what I want you to do is, on the top of your sheet or on the bottom of your sheet, not in your fingers, not inside the palm, write names of five people, not your family. Workplace friends, neighborhood friends, okay? School, college friends, okay? Who you've been praying for years, okay? Five names you write, those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as yet. They've come to your church, everything. No, write it down on the side. Write five names. Don't write Priya 1, Priya 2, Priya 3, Priya 4, Priya 5. Because I had in one of my sessions, somebody did that. Don't think so much because you have to write only five. Want to write more names? Please write. No problem. Yeah? Over? Okay. The first finger is bless. So team one, this is one, right? Bless is your area. I'm coming to that. Bless. Your area, that is Linda, banquet, for y'all banquet. Y'all burden. Y'all be there. Be there. Chauda finger. And yours, bargain. Okay? Fine? Let me explain this to you and then I'm going to ask you to find out ways how we are going to do. When I say bless, you and I are going to pray for the next 21 days minimum, blessing and praying for these five people. What are the areas we're going to bless and pray? Emotion, social, physical, spiritual, financial, family, include all the various areas of a man and woman. Okay? We're going to bless and pray for each of these five people for the next 21 days. So I've told you the areas. Hello? Emotional, spiritual, physical, financial, family, individual, you can include. Now, your job is to come up with ideas how you're going to pray for these areas. How you're going to do. Okay? Next 5 minutes before I start. Banquet. Lot can happen over coffee. Cafe coffee day. Correct? Signature? Line? Okay? I believe one of the things is when we eat with people or drink a cup of coffee or a chai, much can happen. So what are the ways with the number of people that you've written, keeping the people's names that you have, how are you going to come up with at least 3 to 5 banqueting ideas? Okay? In your group, that's your job. You'll discuss and you'll come up. The pastors are all together, 1, 2, and 3, Anand. And then I have the whatever George is, then Benedict the big man. Oh, you got there. So that's why you all got burdened. Very good. Okay? What are some of the, like somebody, Rajiv asked these two girls, what are some of the things that the people come and ask you for prayer? Okay? What are the various burdens that the names of the people you've written will probably come up to you with? If they don't come up also, what are the areas of burdens you recognize in their life? Okay? So for y'all, it's not going to be very upfront. It's also what Anand and quite a few people have spoken here about the prophetic world, about the word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Thus saith the Lord, whoop, something about this person. And many a time I get shocked and that person says, yeah, correct. How you know? I was sitting in the Hyderabad and counseling somebody. I finished, they went away. Me and my host house, the wife, we were just having fun. And then I said, you know what? If I tell that particular person that she is going to have a baby, she'll believe me. She's so naive. I just said it. And then my host wife just caught me and said, Jay, how do you know that? I said, no, I'm just joking. I'm only telling you a context to tell you. And then she gave me the whole background saying how in the last 2 weeks what I had spoken had so much truth, but it's not become the truth. I was immediately taken aback because I just prayed, she had gone away, God, whoop, out of the blue just revealed to me something in my conversation, okay? So you're going to see areas where people with burden will come to you. When they come to you, how are you going to handle? Okay? Now, there are many areas of burdens people will already be struggling in that 5, 5, 10, 20 names you've written. Okay? In what ways you're going to be there for them? Hospital, home, make a meal, take a soup. You cannot write all these 4. Okay? So you're going to come up with ideas. When people are going through burden, how am I going to be there for them? Jackie Pullinger says, love without action is emotion. And compassion without action is sloth. You know what is the meaning of sloth? No, lazy. Okay? So, if you want, as we are praying and as we are having the burden and God is releasing, revealing to us, we also have to find the ways of being there to bear their burden. Okay? That's yours. So, you have to come up with ideas of how we are going to bear. So, as we bless and pray, as we banquet, understand the burdens, be there for the burdens, okay? How do you think opportunities will open for you to give the gospel? You got the hardest one, but it's okay. Got it? Okay? So I'll give you the biblical verses, everything, the PowerPoint is there, don't worry. Now we want to, it's 3:45, 3:55 I want you to stop. Okay? 10 minutes is too much time? 5 minutes? Start at least. I'll make you stop. Start. As a group, discuss. Get engaged. One person make notes, please. One person make notes, please. Okay, so we're going to hear ideas of how they are going to bless and pray for the people. Okay, go.
I think we got the easiest one, bless, and that's all we as believers are always happy to do it. We are almost every time forward to bless people financially. Yes, I think that is one of the good thing. We can also bless people by giving them bookmarks or appreciating someone when someone has done something.
So you're saying it for the five people you've written. Okay, okay, yeah, fine. Yeah, yeah. Financially, I'll come to it. Keep it there.
Yeah.
Bookmarks, okay.
By being available to listen to them.
Amen.
Then maybe we can try to help them by facilitating anything or the ways that they need. Of course, one of the brilliant idea came in was if someone needs to do a babysitting for their children, probably that is one way. That
bless them with your availability of time.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you, Edmund. Thank you. Can we give him a hand, please? No, next person who's coming. Give to the next person who's kind of coming from there. Ravi. Ravi, you'll have to come here.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear the banquet ideas. Joanna, you are capturing, no, my girl? Very good.
Banqueting ideas also not very difficult in that sense. We discussed one of this, one of the ideas we thought was to invite people who are, whom we are listed or our neighbors or whom we are in constant contact over some occasions or over some special times, the birthdays or wedding days, or Christmas is coming, or Easter, any of these times we can better utilize calling them home on casual and then engaging them, and there would be opportunities to share the gospel, to share our love and share our concern and common over a meal or something or a breakfast. And then Venomis in the IIT said again, maybe walking, spending time with them, going for a trek with any of his friends, or because time is a little at a premium for these people, these children in the IITs. So whenever you get some common time of common interest, to utilize that opportunity. Joanna said maybe making some good dish or known thing which their friends may like, and even if they can't come home, maybe in common place of work, and then go.
Thank
and,
you. Again, thank you. Let's clap. Go third. Benedict, give Benedict the microphone. Yeah.
And there are people who feel rejected, so they feel the burden because of it. And people who have money, but they still want more money. And people with health issues, they feel burdened. And there are people who are intelligent but not satisfied. And people who are just, you know, involved in